I went on a sick call just a day or two ago, and that's one of my main duties in Cincinnati is to take care of the sick and bring them Holy Communion and Extreme Unction when they need it. And there's this one elderly man, he'll be 74 on Sunday, actually, he told me, but he's most edifying, one of the most edifying men I have met. He's good about his spiritual reading, and so many of the thoughts that come from him that I get to hear when I go to visit him are so edifying. Some of the most edifying thoughts that I get to hear the whole rest of the day. And he told me it was a very simple thought, but it ties in perfectly with today's epistle. He was sitting there and he said, "You know, Father, sometimes I complain because I'm not very tech savvy." And he said, I start to complain because I want to do all these different things and I can't do it. And he says, "But then I realize if I'm complaining about something like that, I'm complaining about the way that God made me. I'm complaining because God did not give me this gift that I want instead of being happy with the way that God did make me and the talents that he has given." And I thought, as simple as that is, it's a very profound thing. And like I said, it ties in perfectly with today's epistle. And he gave some men to be apostles, and some to be prophets, and others some evangelists, and others some pastors and doctors, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So you see how our Lord works in the world, in the church. He gives everyone a different talent to be developed. Some he gives 10 talents to. You know that gospel when he gives to one man 10 talents and another 5 and the third man only 1 talent. And the one with 10 talents, he goes out and uses all of his talents and he gets even more. The one with 5 goes out and develops his talents and gets even more. And the one with just 1, he goes and he hides his talent. He buries it in the ground. Our Lord does not want that. When he gives us talents, whether it be intellect or gifts, I should say, rather than talents, intellect or money or temporal gifts, whatever that might be, we are to use it for no other reason than to serve God, whatever it might be. It could be the simplest gift that our Lord has given you. Perhaps you don't even recognize it in yourself, but you use it all the time. It's the things that you like to do. For instance, Bishop Dolan, he likes to preach. And he might not have known it at first that he had such a gift, but he develops it. He uses it for the glory of God. And Father McKenna likes to travel, and so he uses that for the glory of God. So with every one of you here, God has made you just the way he intended, with whatever talent. Maybe it hasn't yet been developed just yet, but it's something that we should work on. And it is that talent that he'll use for whatever vocation you might have. If you're going to be parents, maybe it's something that you could use in being a good mother or father. Or if you have a job somewhere, maybe you're good with computers, use it for the glory of God. But all of these talents, God has a special plan in his providence for that talent, for that gift. And if you take it and you bury it away, something in the providence of God isn't going to get done. It could be someone's conversion. It could be someone's edification. Whatever it is, something's not going to get done in God's providence if you hide it. That is, you're not supposed to brag about it, but you're to go and take whatever God has given you, develop it with the help of his grace, make it into a supernatural virtue and quality, and use it for his service. Then you'll be doing God's good work, like our two apostles today, Saint Simon and Saint Jude, who both preached the Holy Gospel in many places and then ended by giving up their lives for the service of God. And today then, let us pray to these holy apostles for the grace to use all the talents, all the gifts, and the qualities that our Lord has given us to use them in the way that God wants them to be used, and to use them to bring others to the faith, and to get our own souls to heaven as well. And that's how we'll do it, by cultivating those things that our Lord has given us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.